We're back with more of Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Stephanie Lecce. If you were thinking of moving to a particular neighborhood in Milwaukee, you'd likely want to know a number of things. How is public transportation, say, and are there parks and libraries nearby? But perhaps the most important would be the crime rates. What are they, and are they going down or up? The Milwaukee Police Department maintains a public website for just such searches, but it turns out their data contained many duplicate records, which obviously would skew search results. Andrea Waxman is a reporter for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, and she discovered the duplicate records on the MPD's public website when researching the data for another story. She told Lake Effect's Bonnie North what happened.
We at NNS have been doing a series of stories about the Borchert Field neighborhood on Milwaukee's north side. And in the course of doing my latest story, I needed to verify that crime figures were, as the neighbors felt, going down. So I went to the public website, which lists crimes from the Milwaukee Police Department data, and brought up a two-block area and saw all of a sudden on closer inspection that there were duplicate reports.
There was one crime, but there were many reports of it?
Yes. When you go to that website, there are a number of different ways you can ask for information. I was looking at a two-block area. At first, I looked over a several-year period, and what I was looking at was an Excel spreadsheet that listed a line which described a crime, including an incident report, description of the category of the crime, for example, aggravated assault, robbery, homicide, burglary, and then there's a date, a time, and a location. And I noticed that in many cases, there were duplicates that were exactly the same in every column. So in an attempt to understand that, I went to the Open Records Office of Milwaukee Police Department in the District 3 Police Station and inquired about it.
And what did you find? What was the reason given that there were these duplicates in the system?
What I showed them was a printout of one particular day. There was one particular assault that occurred on Mother's Day in 2012 that had prompted a neighborhood group to come together. And looking at that day, I saw that that particular crime was listed six times. So I showed that to the officers in the Open Records Department, and they were perplexed, and they discussed it and went away and came back and told me that they thought it was probably some kind of computer glitch.
And did you believe that?
I had no reason not to believe it. And so for that story, I just filtered the information using an Excel filter and corrected the figures myself.
Now, were those figures accurate, though, to what actually happened? Were you able to corroborate with the police department that those were indeed duplicates of the same crime?
I was. That was what I was really trying to understand, was what did this list of duplicates mean? And they said it was clearly to them just one crime. And they speculated that there was some kind of problem that was occurred in transferring the data.
The thing that occurs to me, however, is that that might not be a single incident, that there may be more data that is either duplicate going over a much longer period of time. Were you able to determine that?
Several people explained that after a police officer creates an incident report, if that officer should go back and add something or change something to the report, then a duplicate would be created in the system.
So this sounds like something that the IT department needs to take care of.
Yes. And while that might be what happens, number one, when you look at the information on the public website, you don't see any of those details that are different. Secondly, if you request a summary of crime in a particular area or for a particular time, you would not even get the list of incidents where you can see duplicates. You would simply get a number, and every duplicate would be counted as a crime.
Well, obviously, this skews the statistics actually in the wrong direction. I mean, people were hoping the crime was going down, and this makes it look like crime is going up. So is the police department rectifying this?
Yes. As I was looking into this and asking questions, I noticed late last week, all of a sudden, all of the duplicates disappeared. So I called the police department and they referred me to Nancy Olson, who is the chief information officer for the city's Department of Administration. And she said that she had not been aware of these duplicates prior to hearing from the police department that day. Upon an investigation, she found out that one of her programmers had received an inquiry about it from a member of the public and had changed the numbers without notifying her or anyone in administration or in the police department.
So is there a risk that that programmer may have actually deleted actual case records, or are they hoping it's just the duplicates?
I don't think that's a concern. I think the concern is that there may be people who have used the data to make decisions, and they're unaware that the data contains inflated numbers for a variety of crimes over a fairly long period, at least back until 2011.
And who might those people be? I mean, who are they worried might be using this inflated data?
For example, you live in a neighborhood and you want to focus your anti-crime efforts on a particular number of blocks. This is the data that you would be using. This is the only crime data that's available to the public. Other than by using the old-fashioned method of making an open records request, going down to the police station and getting paper copies.
And those cost, though, right?
I mean, those cost 25 cents per page.
Right. So people are probably less likely, even though that's a minimal amount, people are less likely to do that. So you would think that having accurate data would be paramount to put a good face. And you would think also that the police department would want to show that there were fewer rather than more crimes.
Yes, yes. We're not in any way saying that this was intentional.
Okay.
It doesn't benefit the police department. But it's likely that there were people who were basing decisions on this data.
And so at this point, though, does the problem seem to be corrected, as far as you know?
As far as I know, yes. Ms. Olson said that she would be speaking with her staff and putting policies in place to assure that this isn't repeated.
Well, Andrea Waxman, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Andrea Waxman is a multimedia reporter for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. She spoke to Bonnie North about a duplication of crime statistics data on the Milwaukee Police Department's public website. The data has since been corrected. There's a link to the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service and to the MPD's crime statistics public website from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Coming up next on Lake Effect Weekend, are phys ed teachers and fitness professionals biased against overweight people, the people they're often supposed to help? We'll find out more when we return after this break. You're listening to us on Milwaukee Public Radio.